My Love of Life Energy is a podcast created by Anna Scott. Anna knows that every human being sees life uniquely. In this podcast, she will talk to people and learn from them. These conversations are to shine the brilliance of each human being she speaks to. Join her. After each exploration, you will expand on your insights and see truth and beauty.
Good morning and good afternoon, and welcome to my podcast, My Love of Life Energy. And today I'm really thrilled and excited. I have a woman I kind of know, just like a tinge, Melanie Hopwood, who is in a class of mine that we're taking with Ken Manny. And when I've heard Melanie speak, I just have been riveted because I've loved everything you've said, Melanie. And I wanted to get to know you better. So that was my intention of doing this podcast with you. So thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So how did you find Ken and the three principles? Ken Manning is the author of Invisible Power, who we're studying with.
Actually, it's all started out back in 2020 during the pandemic, and I was just completing my coach certification with the Institute of Professional Excellence in Coaching. And I came across a book by Michael Neal called Supercoach, and in it he referenced the three principles, and I had no idea what he was talking about. But he mentioned the person who had founded or realized the principles, which was Sydney Banks. And that just led me on a whole journey to want to find out more about the principles, because I got it intellectually, but there was a part of me that knew there was really something for me to see that would be really helpful for me in all of that. And so I just kept digging deeper and deeper and listening to Sydney Banks on his videos and reading his books and really consuming all kinds of content from other three principles practitioners, of which one was the Invisible Power book by Ken Manning and Robin Charbrit and Sandra Crott. And what I particularly liked about that book was that they were taking something that's very spiritual and potentially quite ethereal and applying it to the world of business. And that's really my world. I came from a corporate background. I worked in insurance for 20 years. And so I really appreciated the way that they were talking about these principles in a very practical, logical way, and was demonstrating real impactful business results as a consequence of teaching people the mechanics of how their mind works. And so then I, you know, wanted to know more from Ken and Robin. I listened to some podcasts that they were on, and a colleague of mine had attended their basics program, which is a 3-day program that they run with a mix of coaches as well as, you know, people that are not in the coaching world, but just want to learn more about this, the principles. And I was blown away by those 3 days. I had so many like insights and realizations. And I think I was just really struck by the cleanliness and the simplicity in which they taught the principles to people that really created a blank canvas for the individual to have their own realizations that were unique to that person. And I just thought that was really inspiring. And I was very, very much impacted by that program and just wanted more. So then I did the advanced program with Ken and Robin, which was immense. I did that in April of this year. Last year, 23 now, isn't it? It's 24. And then I went on to do the mentorship program that you and I are both doing, which started in September and ends tomorrow. So it's been a real joy and a real journey of learning and discovery and seeing and realizing this more and more deeply for myself.
I'm so curious. And what insights, what did you see from Sid's work or from the program? Because you seem to have really been seeing things.
Well, it really all started after in January 2021, after it was August 2020 when I came across Michael Neal's book and I heard about Sid, and I bought Sydney Banks's book, Missing Link, And that just, I just read it like a normal book. It didn't make any sense to me at all. But I was curious. So I was listening to Sid's videos and in bed at night, just letting them sort of stir around in my mind, not trying to figure anything out, just really stewing and seeping in this wisdom that he was sharing. And I remember it was in January 21, I was half asleep in the morning, hadn't fully woken up yet. And I had a realization that is very difficult to put into words. But it felt like I was on the edge of something infinite. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to go into it. I was scared. I felt fear. And I now realize that was just my intellectual, egoic mind pulling me back from the spiritual side. But what I do know is I had a sense of what consciousness meant and how infinite consciousness was. And what was really quite beautiful about that experience is that I, in that moment, knew that this was the thing that I'd always been looking for all my life. And that was my purpose in this life, was to realize what I was just starting to get a taste of.
Mm. Wow. No, you've share this with your clients. You're the head of the creator of Restorative Coach. You're a life and leadership coaching, and you do it with insurance agents. And how have you seen this understanding impact your clients?
Well, actually, just this morning, I met with a really lovely client of mine who we've just started working together. And we started off with an immersion, 2 days of really getting into the deep teachings of the mechanics of the mind, similar to what Ken and Robin teach. And this is a lady who was ambitious, professional, highly intelligent, very capable, had a great deal of success very early on in her career. And the past 18 months found herself in a work situation where she felt isolated, where she was shrinking back from life and from work and wanted to hide a little bit. And she felt really stuck and not sure what to do. She didn't know whether to leave her job, or she felt like she tried everything and was getting nowhere. And she was in a real state of despair, quite honestly, when we met. And this is a lady that we'd worked together in the past, so we already knew each other to some extent. But we did the immersion together, and she just said to me that she woke up the next morning and saw the world differently. She had realized that she'd given her circumstances, her boss, her work environment, all of the power over her internal experience of confidence and well-being. And while ever that work situation continued in this sort of untenable way, her internal well-being was untenable as well. It was inaccessible to her. And during those 2 days, she just saw how all the power was within her to create her reality and her experience. And it was liberating for her. And she used the words, funnily enough, without knowing that that's what I'd called the program, but she felt like she had reclaimed her power. Mm. Our circumstances. And so we just had a call this morning, and this is our third coaching session since that immersion. And things have really shifted around without her doing anything. A new job opportunity came through. She's having all these realizations and dots connecting, seeing how her perception and judgment of others has really tainted her experience of work, and how optional those judgments are. I don't know, she's just in such a lovely place on such a lovely journey, and I'm staying out of the way as much as possible, but just, you know, helping guide. And because today she asked me about how to get her confidence back and how to stand taller. And we ended today's discussion with her realizing that she is already everything she needs to be or wants to be. She doesn't need to get anywhere or be something more.
You know, we've been in this class together for 6 months, as you said, tomorrow. And what I'm curious to see how you're grounding your understanding of the three principles and your capacity to see that it's not the circumstances, it's your perception of it and the clarity of that, how that's developed and then translates to your clients. Because to me, it looks like you just stand in the knowing of it. That's what it feels like to me.
Something that Sid always points us to is to look within ourselves. And I think what the mentorship program with Ken has enabled me to do is to really do that, to really look within myself, to really create the capacity and space in my own mind to see this deeper and deeper.
What does that mean to you when you say look inside yourself? Because people are going to hear this and Sid said it, but I can feel you understand it.
So when I first came on into the understanding about the principles, I consumed content like I was a thirsty, hungry animal that hadn't been fed in years. Right? I read every book. I listened to every podcast. I would meditate. I would listen to Tara Brach podcast, which she isn't three principles, but a mindfulness and meditation and Buddhist teacher. But I was consuming. Other people's wisdom. And I think what I've really got from Ken is, and this last year really, is a recognition that well, albeit I will always do that because I love to learn from people and I see a lot of my own experiences in what other people share. But when I really started to look within my own mind, and what I mean by that is to go inside to that quiet space, the place of no thought, that blank canvas, and see what I notice about that.
Say more about that. Like there's, I can feel when you're talking. You know when somebody's been to a good restaurant and they can describe it and they've gone there a lot and they can tell you how all the tables and where the paintings are and they just have a real feel for it. And I can feel that you know that restaurant inside of you.
So the other morning, I woke up and I actually wrote about this experience, but I woke up and there was no noise. It was very early. I don't sleep particularly well sometimes. And I've learned to really appreciate those moments on my own when I'm awake and everybody else is asleep. But I woke and I laid in bed and I realized the only thing I could hear was my own thoughts. It was the only sound. And that really was just such a cool thing to just notice in that moment, that there's this deep peace within us that flows through us. And the only thing that ever dances over that or clouds that or masks that beautiful peace and wisdom is our own thinking. And in what I wrote about was what would it be like if all we ever had to do was remember that and to come back to that space within ourselves and all of our problems and stresses and strains would just dissolve as the thinking, the narrative that's creating it goes away.
It feels like I'm going to riff on that restaurant image because I've never used that before. But what it looks like is like you changed your seat at the table rather than looking at like a wall of all these paintings and stuff. You like looked at a wall of just empty space.
Yeah.
That's always there.
And I think it really is that simple. And I don't mean to discount people's or my own challenges in life and circumstances. It's a pretty tough thing that we're going through life. It's out of our control. A lot of stuff goes on all the time that we wish it wouldn't. But what I've really learned over the past year is that there's a way I can relate and engage with it. That means that I still retain the power over my internal experience. And that's been liberating for me.
I'm curious because I can hear in the class that we spoke, we were in, we've been in, that's completing
yeah.
now. Ken gave us, you know, the three-tier model of there's our life circumstances, our psychology of it, and then the spiritual nature of it. And it seems to me that that one insight you had about consciousness, and I'm wondering how that's feeding your psych, you know, your psychological experience and then your life and what you've seen about that, if anything.
I think when I first had that realization, I was still, it was like step one of a long, long journey that I've been on for the past 3 years. And back then I had a lot of noise in the system. But that experience of that spiritual experience gave me a real sense and taste of how all of the psychological and worldly problems can melt away when you go high enough in consciousness, right? When you climb up up the high mountain and look down on things, you see it with a whole other level of perspective. And over the last 3 years, I think it's been a process. And I really love this analogy that Robin Charbit shared in the advanced, or I think it was in the basics program. When you realize that your experience is coming from inside of you and not from the outside world, it's not the outside world that you're experiencing, it's your internal perceptions and interpretations and narratives of that world. When you really realize that for yourself and see it for yourself in action, it tends to clean up a lot of noise in your system. So for me early on, worrying just stopped making sense to me. I had a real habit and tendency to worry about things, thinking it was a way that I would be safe. And that worry over time got replaced with trust.
Oh my God.
And so over time, things really did look inside out to me. And those were the things where it stopped making sense to me to keep doing them. They just cleaned themselves up. But then there were other things in the middle bucket where I could see that it was inside out. I could see it was my fear or anxiety or stress creating my suffering and pain in the moment, not my circumstances. But knowing that didn't do anything to help me, albeit it did, because I didn't get caught up in it and I didn't react to it. But I still was in the throes of it. And then the third bucket is where it still looked like it was outside in. I just couldn't see that it was inside out. And over time, things have just shifted organically more and more into the inside out bucket. And I see my experience now. So when I have moments where I'm gripped by something quite visceral, like fear, and it really looks like it's my circumstances that are creating the fear that I'm experiencing, for me, there's so much potential to see through it, to have a shift in perspective, to relate to it in a way where I'm empowered by the experience rather than shrunk by it.
Do you take it on? Like I have this huge smile on my face because the feeling I got was like, oh, when you get in that circumstance, it's like, oh, goody, I'm going to have another insight.
And no, I would be lying if I said, oh, goody. When I'm fear, I had a deep fear, of feeling fear. And I have avoided many things in my life to avoid the experience of fear. So when it comes around, which it still does occasionally, it's not something that I feel joyful about in any way, shape, or form, because it is so gripping. I am so gripped by the experience of it. But just recently, when it arose again, I suppose the difference now is I know what's happening, even though it's still really scary. I know my mind is creating a whole drama and a whole narrative that's really freaking me out. And just the other week, I was in this experience and I listened to this lovely video, a fantastic talk about how the power our thoughts have to change our lives. And there was something that I heard in that talk that completely shifted something for me and how I was relating to the fear. And what I realized is that it was a test. And I was resisting the test. I was wanting my circumstances to be different. And that's why I was in so much stress and tension. I was resisting life and what it was bringing me. And if I could trust and accept what was happening and trust that that was just meant to be, then I could absolve myself of having to resist it. And immediately all the fear went away. And actually, I felt like I can really lead myself through this. This isn't something I have to avoid or shrink from. So that was an empowering experience.
I had an experience recently in the financial world where money is like my greatest fear. Like it looked like that to me was outside in.
Mm.
And I just have had circumstances that have knocked me out. And finally, at one point I thought, oh, just like you said, this is for me. And I thought, what if this is the best thing that's ever happened for me? Like it's one of the tests that you say.
Mm. I think it's really quite something to realize that life is a school on which we're here to learn and evolve and mature and grow, both within this lifetime and many, potentially our many lifetimes that we may live. Who knows? I certainly don't. But to me, it seems like this is all about evolution and maturing and learning and growth. And when you really start to relate to life as a journey of growth, then you start to see circumstances and other people being in service to those, to that curriculum.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a real 180 to suddenly be able to, well, not suddenly, but to come to a realization that this is something I can trust. What will be, and that really none of this is that much on me. Like life is being lived through me. I just have to stay in the right attitude, do the best that I can, forgive myself for screwing it up sometimes and getting it wrong, and just keep embracing the gift that is life, even when it's really painful and annoying and very, very difficult and scary.
Yeah, I just have seen that it's just when it's not the way that I think it should be.
Mm.
Otherwise, life is perfect. I just have a lot of thinking of what I think it should look like and be like and when it should be.
Yeah. You know?
I just get such a, in talking with you, it's just such a deep sense of peace and kind of a reverence for life. Is that true?
Yeah, I think it is now. And if you'd have met me 3-4 years ago, that isn't the person that you would have met then.
Speak to the reverence for life. Say more about that.
When I was a little girl, I used to have a lot of temper tantrums and I was quite resistant. And it's as if I was really annoyed that I was alive. I didn't appreciate it. I spent many of my years of my life wishing it was different or that it was easier, wanting to escape from the discomfort of it all. You know, the weight of life, of trying to be good, of trying to get somewhere, of playing the game of life, of competing and feeling like you need to be something that you don't really know if you are. And this last few years, I've just been able to unhook myself from all of that and live a life that is fulfilling and suits me and my husband and my little dog. And I don't know what's around the corner. I know I'm not immune to terrible things happening. I know I'm not immune to life's challenges. But I just really appreciate knowing what I've come to know in this lifetime. And I'm really grateful for knowing about the principles and being on this path that's led me into this spiritual direction. I'm from England. I was used to be very cynical about life. I always thought the glass was half empty. And to be in this space in my life where I'm nearly 49 years old, to see that it's full, if I want it to be full, and to be fulfilled by it, is just really something that no one can ever take away from me. I can never forget this. I think that's why I have reverence and a deep appreciation for this life that I'm living right now, because I know I'm very, very lucky to know what I know.
I can feel your generosity in wanting to share what you know from this place.
Yeah, and that's a learning as well, getting out of my own way, and really learning just to be in service to others in any way that I can, with having nothing on it and it not being about me.
I envy that you've seen this, how much you've seen so quickly. It's quite beautiful.
But it's actually, I will say that I have been fortunate enough to dedicate a lot of time and energy towards it.
No, but still, it's quite beautiful. We are coming to the end of our time. And Melody, I really want people who are hearing this and who may feel connected to you, that they find you. And where do they find you? Where do they?
So my business is called The Restorative Coach. I have a website, therestorativecoach.com. And my email is melanie@therestorativecoach.com. And I'm on LinkedIn as Melanie Hopwood, and Facebook, and you can find me. I'm sure people will be able to hunt me down one way or another.
Well, all of it will be listed in the bio.
Yeah.
But I have loved today. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you. It's been a joy and a pleasure. Thanks, Anna.
Thanks.